Welcome to the fourth hour of the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show podcast. Hillbilly Hits is hosted by Tracy Pitcox, and it's in its third decade of providing traditional country music, the true heart of country music. Here is Tracy. Enjoy the show.
For Monroe Button over there in Mason, Texas tonight. There's a great little tune called Back to Back here at KNEL from longtime Grand Ole Opry star Jeannie Pruitt. Back in 1973, Jeannie Pruitt recorded a song that would become her bread and butter song, a song called Satin Sheets that did very well for her throughout the years in country music, without a doubt.
Yes, sir. Can you play a Foot song?
Yeah, I'll play Foot for you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
KNEL, can I help you?
Hey, Tracy, I forgot to get you to play a song for me earlier, man.
Okay.
Mel Tillis, Foot.
I'll do it for you.
All right, Tracy, I appreciate it.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Here's a little story my daddy used to tell me, and I think it's one of the reasons why I stutter today. I was about 4 or 5 years old when he told me this, and it's about the three little rabbits, and there were three of them. And their name were Foot and Foot and Foot. And they lived beside a garden, and they had eat up just about everything in the garden, and what was left were older carrots, and they was getting a little pithy. And old Foot, he decided to go and look for a new garden. So old Foot, he said goodbye to Foot. And Foot did say goodbye to Foot. So old Foot, he hopped off, and he hopped, and he hopped, and he hopped, and he hopped, and hopped, and hopped, and hopped, and he hopped, and he hopped, and he hopped. And In the meantime, old Foot had eaten one of them pithy carrots and got sick. And he was scared, you know, he got real bilious. And old Foot, he told Footfoot, he said, Footfoot, he said, will you go and find Footfoot? He said, I'm sick. And Footfoot, he said to Foot, he said, Foot, he said, what's wrong with you? And Foot, he said, Footfoot, he said, I think I got a hold of a bad carrot. And he said, I'm sick and I don't feel good and I'm afraid I'm going to die. So old Footfoot, he said goodbye to Foot. And old Footfoot, he said goodbye, Foot. And Foot said goodbye, Footfoot. And Footfoot, he hopped and hopped and hopped and he 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 finally found old Footfoot. Old Footfoot, he said to Footfoot, he said, hi, Footfoot. And Footfoot said to Footfoot, he said, hi, Footfoot. He said, what's the matter with you? He said, nothing's the matter with me, Footfoot. And Footfoot, he said to Footfoot, he said, foot sick. And Footfoot said to Footfoot, said Footfoot, he said, what's wrong with Foot? He said he got a hold of a bad carrot and he doesn't feel good. He's bilious and he thinks he's gonna die. Footfoot, he said to Footfoot, he said, oh, Footfoot, he said, a foot'll be all right. He said, you go back, and if he gets any worse, he said, you take him to see one of them a foot doctor. So old Footfoot, he said goodbye to Footfoot, and Footfoot, he hopped and 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 he got back there where Foot was supposed to be, and Foot was there, but Foot had died. All 4 feet was sticking up in there. And it scared old Footfoot so bad too, because he had a bite of the same carrot. And he hopped 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 and he found old Footfoot a foot. And how many feet did I say that time? He found old Footfoot. And Footfoot, he said to Footfoot, he said, Footfoot. And Footfoot said, what is it, Footfoot? And Footfoot said, Foot has died. And he said, I feel like I'm gonna die too, because I had a bite of the same carrot. And Footfoot, he said to Footfoot, he said, Footfoot, he said, you can't die. He said, we got one foot in the grave already.
Tracy.
Yes.
Can you play Cowboy Weaver?
A little Cowboy Weaver for you.
Do you have anything of Cowboy Weaver?
I do, and I can play something for you.
Okay, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
To do. So by- sir. Would you play a Corpus Christi Bay for me?
Corpus Christi Bay. We'll do it.
Thank you, sir.
Thank
have
you.
A good night.
You too.
From 3 to midnight on the Corpus Christi Bay, I'd get off and drink till daylight, sleep the morning right away. I had a plan to take some wages, leave the rigs behind for good, but that life that is contagious and it gets down in your blood. I lived in Corpus with my brother. We were always on the run. We were bad for one another, but we were good at having fun. We got stoned out on the seawall. We got drunk and rolled a car. Knew the girls at every dance hall and had a tab in every bar. Stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. My brother had a wife and family. You know he gave them a good home. But his wife thought we were crazy, and one day we found him gone. We threw her clothes into the car trunk, her photographs, her rosary. And got drunk, then threw her stuff into the sea. I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. Lives in Houston. He married for the second time. He got a good job with the union, and it's keeping him in line. He came to Corpus just this weekend. It was good to see him here. Said he finally gave up drinking. Then he ordered me a beer. Could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay. If I could live my life all over, it wouldn't matter anyway, 'cause I never could stay sober on the Corpus Christi Bay.
Tracy, this is Mike from Hungerford, Texas.
Hey, Mike. How are things down south Texas today?
Pretty rainy today.
Pretty rainy. There's got a lot of rain.
Country Party by Johnny Lee.
Country Party by Johnny Lee. I think that was his first one, wasn't it?
One of his first ones. It came out, I think, in 77.
Yeah. I think I've got that. Let me look and see.
And enjoy your show for every Thursday night.
I appreciate it. Appreciate you listening.
Take care, Tracy.
Thanks a lot. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
It was a lot of fun, without a doubt.
They say he's crazy. Say he's crazy. Pay him no mind. He loves a woman that lives in his mind. They say he's a stranger. One night.
starts playing a song from yesterday. I hear a look at the bottle, and here's what he'll say.
One, of course, called Dance With Me, Molly. Mike, I'm going to try to do this for you, buddy. Here's Johnny Lee in a country party.
I went to a country party to reminisce with my old friends. A chance to share some memories and play my songs again. When I got to the country party, people came from miles around.
Colorado Kool-Aid.
Colorado Kool-Aid by Johnny Paycheck. We'll do it.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Captain.
Thanks.
I'm sitting in this beer joint down in Houston, Texas. I was drinking Colorado Kool-Aid and talking to some Mexicans. And we was, what's that you say? What's Colorado Kool-Aid? Well, it's a can of Coors brewed from a mountain stream. It'll set your head on fire and make your kidneys scream. Oh, it sure is fine. Yeah, we was having ourselves one of them real good times. But you know every beer joint that you've ever been in, some big mean drunk who just ain't got no friend. Sure enough, he wants to fight. Yeah, he's gonna whip everything in sight. Well, he took him a big cold swallow of beer and he walked over and spit in my Mexican friend's ear. Sure enough, that made my buddy real mad. That's something like he ain't never had. Well, sir, he pulled out a big long switchblade knife. Quick as a whistle, he began to slice. That big mean drunk stood back, his face full of tears, looking down at the floor in one of his ears. He cut that thing off even with a sideburn. You might say the little Mexican fella, he just didn't give a darn. But he was a gentleman about it. Bent over and with a halfway grin, picked it up and handed it back to him. He said, now, big man, you get the urge to spit a little beer, just open up your hand there and spit it in your own ear. Won't be no trouble that way. That's what I heard him say. And I said, barmaid, set us up around that Colorado Kool-Aid. While you're up there, bring this big fella here a box of Band-Aids. Now let me tell you, if you're ever riding down in South Texas and decide to stop and drink some Colorado Kool-Aid, maybe talk to some Mexicans, and you get the urge to get a little tough, better make damn sure you got your knife-proof earmuff. Hey, ain't that right, big man? I said, ain't that right, big man? Ah, hell, he can't hear. Not on this side, anyway. He ain't got no ear. Hey, barmaid, bring us all a big tall glass of that Colorado Kool-Aid. How about it? How you doing, big man? Still got your ear there in your hand?
Yes, Tracy. I'd like to request a few songs, please.
Okay.
The Outlaw's Prayer by the Paycheck.
Okay.
And I Stopped Loving You Today by George Jones.
All right. We'll sure do it for you tonight.
All right. I sure appreciate it. You have a blessing.
You too. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
You bet. Bye-bye.
I worked a big package show in Fort Worth Saturday night. We had all day Sunday to rest and relax before I caught another flight. So I decided to walk downtown and get myself a little fresh air. Before long, I found myself in front of a big church on the corner of the square. Boy, I could hear that singing way out in the street. It sure was a beautiful sound. So I just walked up the steps and opened the door, started to go inside and sit down. But before I could, a young man walked over to me and said, "Excuse me, sir, But I can't let you in with that big black hat, those jeans, that beard and long hair. So I just left, went back outside, sat down on that curb. And I thought to myself, that's the house of the Lord. That guy's got a hell of a nerve, telling me I can't worship anywhere I please. So right there in front of that church, I just knelt down on my knees. I said, Lord, I know I don't look like much, but I didn't think you'd mind. I just wanted to be with your people, Lord. It's been a long time. A while ago I saw a wino over there in the alley, all bent over in tears. And I thought how one stained glass window from this church would feed his family for years. And there's those fine cars parked outside, too many for me to count. Made me think how people walked for days to hear your Sermon on the Mount. Then there's those fine ladies in the choir, Lord, singing like they really love it. Hell, last night they were dancing on the front row of my show, drinking beer and screaming, sing shoving. You know, even John the Baptist wouldn't be welcome in this place, with his coat made of camel hair, and sandals on his feet, and a long beard on his face. You know, Lord, when you come back to get your children, take them beyond the clouds, to live forever in heaven with you, well, I'd sure hate to be in this crowd. You know, Lord, I'm not perfect. Some even call me no count. But I'll tell you, I believe a man is judged by what's in his heart, not his bank account. So if this is what religion is, a big car and a suit and a tie, then I might as well forget it, Lord, because I can't qualify. Oh, by the way, Lord, right before they kicked me out, didn't I see a picture of you with sandals and a beard? I believe you had long hair, too. This is Paycheck, signing off. I'll be seeing you, Lord. I hope.
He said, I'll love you till I die. She told him, you'll forget in time. As the years went slowly by, she still preyed upon his mind. He kept her picture on his wall, went half crazy now and then. He still loved her through it all, hoping she'd come back again. Kept some letters by his bed. Did in 1962, he had underlined in friend. Every single I love you. I went to see him just today. Oh, but I didn't see no tears. All dressed up to go away. First time I'd seen him smile in years. He stopped loving her today. It placed a wreath upon his door, and soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her. You know, she came to see him one last time. Oh, and we all wondered if she would. And it kept running through my mind. This time, he's over her for good. He stopped loving her today. It placed a wreath upon his door, and soon they'll carry him away. He stopped loving her today.
Tracy, would you play some Malpas Brothers, more especially the, isn't it, I Found Someone to Love and Just Suppose? Could you play those two?
Yeah, I don't think they ever recorded Just Suppose. They did that on a YouTube thing, I believe.
Oh, okay.
But I don't think they've ever made it.
That's why I saw it on YouTube.
Yeah,
you're right.
They've never made a record of that. But I'll sure do them the other for you.
I appreciate it, man.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye bye.
Bye-bye.
I found someone to dream about, someone to wish day in and out, to always be here by my side, to love my heart for it. Someone to love, even though she don't love me. Even though she don't feel the way I feel deep inside. Even though she don't want me near every day and night. Even though she would be happier. Ever shines in her eyes. It matters not what she may think. My feelings, they remain the same. I found someone to love, even though she don't love me. Even though we'll be right back.
My buddies Chris and Taylor working with us this weekend, and we're looking forward to that. The Malpas Brothers, I've got them in Dripping Springs, Texas, tomorrow night, Friday night. That show is sold out completely. Saturday, they're doing two shows in Llano at the Llano Country Opry at 2:30 and 7:30 at the Lantex Theater. We still have tickets for both of those shows. And then Sunday, we're down in Seguin at the Texas Theater at 2 o'clock and 5 o'clock. So looking forward to five great shows this weekend with the Malpas Brothers, and every one of those shows will be different. I promise you, it's amazing that they never do the same show twice. And I can't wait to see the Malpas Brothers, and we're really looking forward to that without a doubt.
Jason?
Hey, Pam, how are you doing tonight?
I'm fine.
Good.
You say
I'll try to get on as many as we can. It's getting kind of late, and I've got a lot of requests, but I'll try to get on as many as I can for you. Okay, I'll get you taken care of, okay? Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Baby,
when I met you, there was peace unknown. I set out to get you with a fine-tooth comb. I was soft inside. There was something going on. You do something to me that I can't explain. Hold me closer and I feel no pain. Every beat of my heart, we got something going on. Tender loving.
and you're in tune with Tracy Pitcox, my good friend on KNEL FM 95.3 right here in Brady, Texas.
Well, thank you, Dolly. And speaking of good friends, it was good to hear from my friend, Gay Stevens is listening to us tonight. Gay Elizabeth wanted to hear this great old song from Jerry Lee Lewis.
Yeah. Wondered why can't I? Somewhere over the rainbow, way up high. My God, there's a land old killers dreamed of, once in a lullaby. Someday a runaway ship on a star, waking up with the clouds are far behind me. With kisses I'm melting like lemon and drop off. Way above those chimney tops is where you'll find me. Somewhere
Jerry Lee Lewis for you here at KNEL. We love you too, Jerry, without a doubt. Speaking of loving people, it was Saturday. My darling wife, Cheryl, and I were in Fredericksburg whenever I got the call that Maxine Bradford had passed away. Maxine was involved with us for so many years. And as a matter of fact, she was the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum's volunteer coordinator for 14 years, She scheduled every person that worked at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. And you talk about loyal. She was so loyal and loved the museum and loved what she did. She loved country music. She loved traveling with us all over the place. And certainly I loved her. And she was just so great until she decided to retire from her volunteering at the museum. And then, of course, she'd been living in Brady West for the last several years. But she passed away at the age of 91. And thoughts and prayers for Maxine. I told the story, and I was the only person that's ever been fired from volunteering at the museum. She used to let me volunteer up there, and I was up there one Saturday afternoon, and I went across the street to Kentucky Fried Chicken, and I left the museum unlocked and open. And whenever I got back, her car was there, and she was sitting in the reception chair there, and told me that I could just go on home, and I did. And so I was the only person ever fired from volunteering at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum. But she took her job serious, and I'm going to miss Maxine so very much. And then also I was saddened today to get the call from Reggie Kaysen that his sweet wife Ann Kaysen had passed away. And I, of course, knew Reggie and Ann for many, many years, and they belonged to our Heart of Texas Country Music Association and supported us throughout the years. And as a matter of fact, I heard from Ann just not very long, just a few days ago, and I was saddened to hear about Ann Kaysen's sudden passing. So our thoughts and prayers to Reggie Kaysen and the rest of his family, also to Maxine Bradford's family as well. And I'll do this song tonight especially out for Maxine and also for Ann tonight. Here's one called We Will Meet Again, and I'm looking forward to meeting them again as well.
They told me you'd be leaving. You'd be leaving us behind. Soon you'd go walking through that valley. They said it was only a matter of time.
Well, I will surely miss you, and how I wish you would not go. But there are some things that we can't change, and some answers we may never know.
But we will meet again somewhere on the other side. We'll walk hand in hand. Looking like it's over now, but it surely ain't the end. 'Cause we will meet again. Seeds that you once planted, they are now flowers out in the field. Oh, but someday We will be gathered for to join you high upon the hill. Somewhere on the other side, we'll walk hand in hand. It's looking like it's over now, but it surely ain't the end. No, it ain't. 'Cause we will meet again. Yes, we will. We will meet.
Thank you.
this old world is just my dressing room, and I'm getting ready to go. Taylor told me today that she and her meemaw had written a new gospel song. She's going to do a new gospel record for us. She's going to record it, I believe, in August, and we're looking forward to that. And so she's going to write a couple of new things with her meemaw to put on the record, and so we're looking forward to that very much. Hey, that's going to wrap it up for us here at KNEL on the Hits Radio program. I want to thank you for being with us, and we will be gone next week. We'll be in Nashville next week, so we won't be here for a live show, but we'll have a best of the radio program from one of the past shows we've done during the last 35 years with you. So hope you'll tune in for that as well. Hope you have a great night. Didn't get to all the requests tonight, but we got to most of them, and we appreciate you so very much. Tracy Pitcox asking you to visit us at the Heart of Texas Country Music Museum, 1701 South Bridge Street, this weekend. We'd love to have you. Had some great folks up there today. Really enjoyed visiting with some of those folks that were there today, and hopefully we'll be spending some time up there this weekend between all the shows we're doing this weekend, and love to see you as well. And I also want to thank, I've got to thank Terry Davis. Man, you talk about a super great guy. He is. And he's been moving vehicles around for us. We built a carport for our old Cadillac, and Ernest Tubb Cadillac, and the Johnny Bush Cadillac, and the Tammy Wynette limo. And poor Terry and his crew have moved vehicles around back and forth for that. And then now we're having him to work on the bus. He moved the bus over and keeping it there for a little while. We have to move it back. And man, Terry Davis has just gone above and beyond the call of duty for us. And we appreciate that so very much. And so I got to do a special kudos to him, without a doubt. And I appreciate his fine work. And he's just a good guy. And appreciate that. And I also want to mention to you that coming up in August is our Heart of Texas Honky Tonk Fest. Don't miss that. We still have tickets available for all those dances, but very limited tickets at heartoftexascountry.com. I'm Tracy Pitcock, saying may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
I got a broken heart, that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. I lost your love, baby, thanks a lot. You told our friends, as I was passing by, that you're not sorry, that you made me cry. You said I deserve just what I got. Well, if that's how you feel, honey, thanks a lot. Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, that's all I've got. You made me cry, and I cried a lot. Your love, honey, thanks a lot. Ah, Pete Mitchell.
Ernest Tubb, I love you.
And I love you too, Loretta. Also, I love to hear you sing, honey.
You wanted a fool, and I played the part. Now all I've got is a broken heart. We loved a little, yeah, we laughed a lot. Then you were gone, honey, thanks a lot.
Thanks, thanks a lot. I got a broken heart, that's all I've got. You made me cry, and yeah, I cried a lot. I lost your love, honey, thanks a lot.
The
Thank you for listening to the Hillbilly Hits Traditional Country Music Request and Dedication Show, hosted by Tracy Pitcox. To listen live, tune in to KNEL 95.3 FM and knelradio.com on Thursday night starting at 6 p.m. Central Time. We look forward to you listening again.